It's Tuesday, July 11th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. On the most recent Lord's Day, the Church of England's General Synod declared that it is not a sin for a man to wear women's clothes and seek to change his body to look like a woman. But God's word from Deuteronomy 22:5 says, "A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak, for whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God." In addition, the Anglican archbishops have appointed working groups to report back to the synod in 3 years on the subject of homosexual marriage. The archbishops of Canterbury and York are calling for a, quote, "radical new Christian inclusion in the church," unquote, that is based on, quote, "a proper 21st century understanding of being human and being sexual," unquote. China is propping up North Korea and enabling them to develop their military complex. The Wall Street Journal points out that China has increased its imports from North Korea by 500% over the last 10 years, while other nations have cut their imports out of the rogue nation by a substantial 85%. The UK judge responsible for ruling on Charlie Gard's parental rights case has set the hearing for this Thursday and Friday. His parents delivered a petition containing over 370,000 names to the London hospital, requesting permission to take their own child to the United States for treatment. Charlie's parents have raised $1,664,000 through a GoFundMe site to seek experimental treatment for their baby. A UK barrister named Paul Simon told the Daily Signal that this case highlights the importance of parental rights and the, quote, "malfunction," unquote, of British family court. Things are not looking so good for the Republican health care bill in the U.S. Senate, intended to repeal and replace the Obamacare program. CNN reports at least 8 Republican senators have announced their opposition to the second attempt, 4 moderates and 4 conservatives. Senator Marco Rubio has been tweeting Bible verses almost every day for 2 months now, and leftleaningpolitico.com has taken him to task for it. The article accused him of favoring the most Republican book of the Bible, the Book of Proverbs. Rubio's response came in the next tweet, "Where words are many, sin is not wanting, but those who restrain their lips do well." Proverbs 10:19. Both Oregon State House and Senate have now approved the so-called Reproductive Equity Act that would require insurance companies to cover abortion and contraceptives with abortifacient qualities. Democrat Governor Kate Brown is expected to sign the bill into law. The Toledo, Ohio City Council has come up with an innovative way to curtail free speech in public areas in front of abortion mills. Tonight, the council is considering an ordinance that would restrict prayer vigils to certain days and hours when the abortion facilities are not open. If you would like to stand shoulder to shoulder with pro-lifers there interested in preserving free speech, you can email the 13 members of the Toledo City Council in one fell swoop through the website ToledoTeaParty.com. Jeremiah 6:10 says, "To whom shall I speak and